Hello and welcome to the final series of Entertainment Earth podcasts for December 2012. It's December 28th. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and we're here to talk about movies and toys because that is the way of our people. Last weekend at the box office, The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey was $36.7 million, or had that, and it was number one. Number two, Jack Reacher, which keeps sounding like The Creature to me, but $15.6 million, number two. This Is 40 had number three with $12 million. Rise of the Guardians, number four, $5.9 million. And Lincoln rounded out the top five with $5.6 million. New this week, obviously some of these have already opened and you've seen them. Les Miserables, The Django Unchained, Parental Guidance, Promised Land, and other movies that are, I think, in limited release. I went and saw The Hobbit and Django, both of which I can recommend highly for being very good examples of what they want to be. If you like Lord of the Rings a lot, The Hobbit was a lot of fun. The first half of the movie, some people go like, oh, it was incredibly slow, but there was this big, long scene of dwarves stealing Bilbo's food, which was funny. I liked it. Django is pretty much exactly what you would expect from the marketing campaign. If you've seen Tarantino movies, you know what Django Unchained is. It was fun. It was good. It was incredibly bloody and violent. I was highly entertained, although, you know, like any movie, don't drink too much water before going to see it. It's a long movie. It's a good movie, but it's a long movie. Ricky Gervais' next TV show is called Derek. He is in it. I believe, if I understand correctly, the show itself is about a nursing home caretaker. Thunderbirds creator Gerry Anderson died this week at 83. Actor Charles Durning died at 89. Jack Klugman, known for Quincy M.D., Twilight Zone, and The Odd Couple, as well as numerous film roles, I believe 12 Angry Men, also died this week at 90. Also, there's no news on the Star Wars TV show front, which you probably guessed. On sale at Entertainment Earth. It's the big one. It's our year-end clearance sale. This is a big semi-annual event. We usually have one around August, and we have one right now. And you should go check it out, because we listed about 800 items at some of our best prices ever. And over 100 of those items are already gone, and it's only been a couple of days. So you can choose from hundreds of action figures and statues from Star Wars, anime, Doctor Who, Star Trek. We got some Transformers, a little bit of G.I. Joe, pull-up dolls. There's a lot of stuff, and you should check it out. You can see it all at sale.entertainmentearth.com right now, or just go to our page, click on the big banner at the top, and see what we have. Hurry, though. Selection is fairly limited. Some of the items are not exactly heavily stocked. It is a clearance sale, after all. We are clearancing things out to make way for all of the new stuff, and there is going to be a lot of new stuff very soon, ladies and gentlemen. So check out sale.entertainmentearth.com right now. Hard sell, pitch, and we're done. New arrivals in the last couple of days include a Star Trek Starfleet 2360s com badge replica, as well as the Terminator 2 T-800 silver endoskeleton action figure. Good stuff. We also put up some new pre-orders, including new Biff Bang Pow, Doctor Who, Dalek 16-ounce tumblers 5-pack. You get 5 different Dalek tumblers. They're really cool. And NECA solicited the Reservoir Dogs action figures 5-pack. So you're going to want to check that out, too. That's all I got. Happy New Year, everybody. As I like to say lately, it's a good time to go to the movies. I had a lot of fun. I got to see something Christmas Eve, and I got to see something Christmas morning. And why shouldn't I? It's nice and empty there. It's like the apocalypse. You go see The Hobbit, there's just a stripe down right down the middle of the theater in front of the projector. All the other seats are empty. It's great. That's the way it should be all the time. So anyway, have a great New Year's Eve. Be as safe as you care to, which I assume to be fairly safe. You know, you know how to do podcasts. You should be able to take care of yourself just fine. And I will see you in the new year.